Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, we're with Assemblyman Sean Ryan. And Sean, obviously statues have been so much in the news lately, and we saw out in Rochester the Frederick Douglass statue got taken down over there, moved to some strange location away from where it was. But, you know, you see this happening all across the country, and now it's coming here in New York State and even Western New York. What's your thoughts on just what's been happening with statues?
Look, the fact that there are statues to Confederate soldiers and Confederate generals all around the United States, it's crazy. The largest loss of American life of any war is in the Civil War. And the thought that we would have statues of generals who killed Union soldiers it's always boggled my mind. So, you know, we've tried to keep up here in Western New York. We changed Squaw Island's name to Unity Island because we realized that, you know, the word squaw is a insult. So we did change the name. So I was really proud of the city of Buffalo to do that. But we need to look at, you know, who we view as our heroes that should be put into statue form. And we need to take a look at that closely. My other opinion on this is any statue that goes up, it should only intend to stay there for a generation. Like, why do we have to honor with a statue somebody that people in Buffalo in 1880 thought was a good idea to put up? You know, why can't each generation memorialize its own heroes? So I've never been one to think just because a statue goes up that it should stay forever. It shouldn't. It should change, and it should also change based on the people who are heroic in our lives today.
One of them in particular that's been in the news, you got the Christopher Columbus statue that people have been wanting to take down for years and years now. But then, of course, there's, you know, statues downtown. You've got the one of Teddy Roosevelt, William McKinley down there as well. I mean, you know, to your question that you said, one generation, do you want a risk forgetting some people?
Well, I don't think there's a risk of forgetting presidents of the United States of America. They have their place in history. But because a bunch of people who like Teddy Roosevelt, you know, at a certain point in our history, pooled some money together to build the statue, it doesn't mean that those people who have been dead for two generations should be able to dictate, you know, because it's about this personality cult. So down in Lafayette Square, there's a statue, an obelisk to honor the service members who died during the Spanish-American and World War I. That's in general thing. It's not a one specific hero. So I think that's the difference. And we also have to look at these contextualized. You know, Statue of Columbus, at the very least, the Statue of Columbus should have a nice plaque attached to it talking about who Christopher Columbus was, his impact on the Western world, but also his actions as a person.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.